This is the beautiful Chloe Vincent. She's 18. It's exactly 33 days since her parents first helped her to unpack. Tonight, as she sits in the library cubicle with her new stationery all around her, she must try and start her first essay. But tonight, instead of writing, she's doing something that countless students have done before her. She is going to take her pen and carve her thoughts into the grain of the wood. Only this time, the wood itself will come alive.
I wish I was a dolphin.
I wish I was a tuna and mayonnaise sandwich.
She's dizzy. She looks up and sees her fountain pen on the desk like a felled tree. All around her, the world is curling up like the back of a spoon. She can't swallow. She feels little atomic explosions in the base of her skull. The hand of primal fear is opening her up and squeezing her heart till her life is running through the fingers. She dare not look behind her. She knows there are faces, and wherever she goes, they will follow. They want to tell her things, show her things.
He collected bones. He was the bone collector.
Your mama smell of zippy.
5 pills on New Year's Eve is not a good idea.
I'm doing really smelly food.
In front of her, 2 things. No, 2 men, both dressed in black. One is a priest, thank God. The other, a small dog.
Every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Off the flies!
She runs through them. More priests are coming now. Priests with clown feet. Rabbis with prayer locks and x-ray specs. Mad mullahs with mullets and bad breath.
God said, let there be ice. And there was ice. And God saw that it was slippery.
God is great, and I love him.
With chips!
God is Caesar and proud of it. Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Rastafari liveth.
If Chloe Vincent stops running, she will know that she will never be able to move again. She will be magnetized to the spot, attracted as irresistibly as a clever reply, just as these thoughts were. She runs through the priests. Ahead of her in the grey dusk, she sees a house. She runs to the door, knocks. The door opens and she sees a woman poke her face out. Then below it another woman, and then another 2 above. All look wretched, red eyes, dreadfully sad.
Help me, I'm so thick.
I'm lonely.
I just want to go home.
I'm bored.
Behind, she can hear the television on full blast. She pushes past them in the Victorian gloom of a cold hallway. At the bottom of the stairs is a single 14-inch black and white television. The voices from the box and the light on the screen dance together like ghosts on the ceiling. 2 men in suits, glasses, are talking on the screen. Chloe kneels down to look.
Then I'm thinking that the lack of censorship of any description is akin to the effects of alcohol upon the superego. The parental voice, the internal enforcer of law and society, dissolves completely, leaving the unconscious to reign in a place not usually available to it. What you have in front of you is very interesting. It's the combined unconscious of a generation of students, where you can see the irrational nature of the subconscious in its full glory.
Ivan Baldy can care of his segment. However, I would like to add that the unconscious is not necessarily only the seat of the irrational. It's the home of countless generations of human wisdom. Look, here, take this piece of graffiti as an example.
Being loved deeply by someone gives you strength, whilst loving someone deeply gives you courage.
Gives you courage.
She pushes off the pieces of timber and plaster and gets up. The air is thick and saturated in burning smoke and cordite. She can hardly breathe. She can see the outlines of figures walking about purposely and solidly in the dust around her. From their shape and their walk, she sees they're women. They're all in combat fatigues. Come on, get with it, one girl shouts at her. There's a war on, you know. Take this and get to the front. She looks at what's been thrust in her hands and finds a circular sander. More women walk past. Some holding floor sanders, others just sandpaper. She follows them. They make for a trench in the wood carved many years before by a compass. In front of her, the desk stretches into no man's land. She instinctively keeps her head down.
Why the bird's mouth?
She was only a fishmonger's daughter, but she threw down the slab and said, "Philip,
just shake the bitch!"
Quick, before they stick. Suddenly the women are up and over the top, planing, rubbing, sanding it all away. Now comes the counter-attack. Huge howitzers open up behind her. A cheer erupts along the whole line, and in the distance you can hear the points strike home.
Asshole. I bet you don't have a girlfriend. Go back to the Stone Age. I bet you treat your mum with more respect.
Chloe, for some reason, cheers too. She tries to remember what she was doing 10 minutes ago. She wanted to be something, she thinks. But what could it be? For the life of her, she can't remember. Oh, yes. Now she can.
I wish I was a dolphin.